Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, people, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's also the first day of fucking November. Unbelievable. It goes on and on and on. 2021, it's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're gonna have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 48 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's been raining the last couple of days. It's raining right now. I'll take all the rain we can get, but we're going to need some snow in the mountain. Lots of snow here. I mean, we need to wet this place down. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into. I mean, what the weekly outrage begins. Trump, this is his statement, Israel literally owned Congress. And this was a good thing, and we'll talk about that when we get back. Take your brain, it's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me, because I'm the one made you see.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, here we go. Trump says, literally, Israel literally owns Congress. This is from Information Liberation. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Former President Donald Trump said during a recent interview that Israel, quote, literally owned Congress, and rightfully so. Well, of course a foreign country should fucking own our Congress. They don't represent us. They represent fucking Israel. They represent every other fucking son of a bitch on this goddamn planet but the American nationals. You know, the biggest change I've seen in Congress is, / Israel literally owned Congress. You understand that, question mark. Trump told 570 KVI's Air Hoffman, who could be seen nodding in agreement. 15 years ago, and it was so powerful, and today it's almost the opposite, he continued. Horse shit. You have been between AOC and Omar and these people that hate Israel. They hate it with a passion. They're controlling Congress, and Israel is not a force in Congress anymore. Bull fucking shit. Everything that's being done here is being... Go ahead.
He should know. He's Israel's greatest friend.
You're goddamn right he is. I mean, but to say that, I mean, just to even say that, that's treason, man. Another country doesn't own our Congress. That Congress is supposed to be the representatives of we, the fucking people. But this is just how arrogant they've gotten and how ridiculous this whole thing has got. Like I said, another outrage. This is an outrage right in your fucking face, meant to be by the old propagandists. I mean, it's just amazing. I've never seen such a change, and we're not talking about over a very long time period. I think you know exactly what I, it says twice, I'm not doing it, this is what it says, what I am saying, They had such power. Israel had such power, and rightfully over Congress. And now it doesn't, Trump said. It's incredible, actually. Bullshit. Fucking lies. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Everything that's being done here is being orchestrated by the fucking Zionist Jews that are part of the international corporate fucking mafia, that are the Illuminati, that are the crown heads of fucking Europe. And we all fucking know it. And then to throw something in here like this is just stupid. Though the, quote, squad managed to stop an additional $1 million to Israel in a short-term government funding bill on September 14th, less than 10 days later, the billion-dollar giveaway to Israel was brought to the House floor as a standalone bill and passed 420-9. Well, it sounds like they don't have own Congress no more now, doesn't it? And what was it they were wanting that $1 billion for? Let me think here. We had an article on that last one. Oh, that's right. To fucking attack Iran. They needed $1 billion. I mean, do these fuckers ever make a... They have the riches beyond fucking riches, piles upon piles of fucking gold. Look, $1 billion, they need $1 billion to fucking bomb Iran. Maybe start a fucking world war. What the hell? And of course, and 420-9 doesn't sound like the fucking, the Congress isn't owned by the son of a bitches either, does it? I didn't get permission for no $1 billion to be given to fucking Israel, and I ain't fucking paying for it. And AOC changing her vote from no to present and then crying on the House floor. Isn't that interesting? You know, I can't remember which one of the Congress ladies it was. What was her name? But she told about the fact that you have to pledge allegiance to Israel or you cannot become a part of Congress. And she was gone there shortly thereafter. But, I mean, she's one of the people that tried to speak out. They got rid of her ass.
Cynthia McKinney.
Cynthia McKinney. I knew you'd do it for me, Charlie. Cynthia McKinney. Yep. I mean, she told it straight up fact. You have to swear an allegiance to Israel, a foreign fucking country, before you can pretend to be a representative of the people of the United States. Fuck you, Israel. I hate your fucking guts. I don't want nothing to do with you. I don't want you having one fucking goddamn iota of the fucking wealth of my fucking country for you. Motherfuckers, all of you, and I mean it. While he was still president, Trump repeatedly stated that Israel, quote, not oil, was the one reason the U.S. must remain in the Middle East. Why? Well, I know. Katie doesn't have to come up and tell me again. They're our only friend, they're democracy. Bullshit. That little piss hole in the snow, in the snow, in the desert. I wish it was in the snow. Little piss hole in the desert is fucking, wielding power that is just impossible without an international fucking organization that exists in cyberspace known as the fucking United Nations, right? I mean, they're welding fucking armies and they're getting ready. I'm telling you, when this attack goes to Iran, they'll hit them with fucking whatever it takes to fucking hit their underground facilities. And then Americans will step in because... Oh, about 4 or 5 years ago, they voted back then that fucking Netanyahu could take our troops into aggression. Not even the defense pack. He could take them and use them for fucking war because, hey, he owns Congress. I mean, the very thought that Trump came out and said, they own Congress. They used to own they do own Congress. And that is the goddamn problem, people. It's not, this country's not being run for the American nationals. It's being run for fucking foreigners. Plain and fucking simple. Look at the goddamn border. Who do the representatives out on the border represent? The fucking, so-called border patrol. You're all fucking fired. You do nothing but assist an invasion. You're a fucking bunch of phony fucking treasonous bastards. Die. While he was still president, Trump repeatedly stated that Israel, not oil, was the reason. It was oil for Israel. We'll get us straight here. What happened when we fucking attacked Iraq for absolutely no fucking reason? There was no yellow cake uranium. And, well, we had to continue the attack. We're doing it to install democracy, you know, and I have been listening to the goddamn, they have been pushing it in these goddamn Senate hearings and these congressional hearings. Protect the democratic fucking institution. There's no democratic institutions in this goddamn country, you motherfuckers. This is supposed to be a fucking republic. Every time, they set up there and they say it right to your fucking face, day after day after day after day, and keep repeating, oh, yeah, we live in a democracy. No, we fucking don't. If it was under the old Constitution, which wasn't even fucking legitimate because we, the people, never fucking gave the okay to it, we are the fucking force in this country. We are the goddamn owners of this country. We're the judicial authority in this country. But we never fucking ratified that goddamn Constitution. Sick motherfuckers. Over oil, huh? Yeah, it was over oil because we built an oil pipeline from Iraq to take their fucking oil and hand it over to the goddamn Jews. And now here we sit, people. I mean, we had a glut of oil fucking just months ago. $40 minus. Where did that cycle of oil come through the fucking system of the supply and demand where we were actually getting paid to go fill our fucking tanks, huh? It never did. The price never dropped over a fucking few cents during that whole fucking time period. Now they handed out all this free money, which can't exist. Free money does not fucking exist. It's just free, more fucking debt is all it is. And then it gets, well, who got that money in the end? Well, the oil companies, the fucking Walmarts, the Kmarts, the international conglomerates who have based themselves here so they can tap into our resources and send them overseas for manufacture, bring them back here and sell them to us and buy up some more of our country that ain't for fucking sell. That we, the people, have given no fucking permission to sell. That has not been taken from each individual one of us through the due process of the law required in the Supreme Law of December 15, 1791, better known as the Bill of Rights, which outlines the people's fucking autonomy, our jurisdictional, absolute fucking superior jurisdictional authority over everything in this fucking country. Oh, but what was that vote again? 420-9. Oh, man, 9 people, huh? 9 people. They lost control of the Congress. These motherfuckers are in every key position in this country. They have shut down our fucking internet. They've shut down our communication. Don't say they haven't done it. You know, they were talking the other day about the fucking Chinese. We're going to have to deal with the Chinese because, you know, they're really fucking us on the internet. Who handed our internet over to the fucking Chinese people? Who did that? Oh, that was Trump, right? Handed our fucking internet. We created... Our fucking people created it and fucking made it fucking awesome. Made it a fucking force to be reckoned with. And fucking Trump handed it over to the goddamn fucking communist Chinese. And now the communist, they're going to get us. They got these goddamn supersonic weapons. We're going to have another fucking world war, people. I mean, but these betrayals that are beyond fucking imagination, just like fucking, Clinton, Bill Clinton handing over our guidance systems for our IBMs to the fucking Chinese for fucking goddamn, for money. And when it first happened, I remember it quite well. That's what it came out. It's been found out that President Trump handed over, sold our ICBM guidance systems to the Chinese, to this guy named Charlie something. I can't remember his last name. But I mean, this was the scandal. I mean, it was like, not scandal. Hell, man, that's goddamn high treason. That's espionage. That puts your ass against the wall. And then fucking over a couple of weeks, it's just like this thing with Cuomo. It turns into fucking hide the cigar in Monica Lewinsky's asshole is the issue and some kind of, dress with fucking cum all over it. And then that's what this fucker gets prosecuted for. Not for fucking handing our ICBM guidance systems over to the fucking Chinese so that they could fucking hit our fucking country with fucking nuclear missiles. No! That old fucker lives on. He's got to live the rest of his life in fucking luxury after committing that high of fucking treason, just like his old lady. Sold our goddamn uranium to the fucking Russians who will sell it to the Chinese, our fucking enemy. And the Russians are our fucking enemy, according to these pricks. Why are you selling our fucking natural resources, especially like uranium shit to make fucking atomic bombs, to the goddamn Russians? So they can come strip mine the deserts of Oregon, destroy our fucking goddamn high deserts, and fucking then take or turn around and sell the goddamn uranium to the fucking Chinese. You talk about betrayal, people. We have been fucking betrayed beyond belief. And it's beyond belief that this isn't what people are talking about on the stupid box even. They're not going to mention this shit. They talk about the dumbest goddamn stuff. The stuff that doesn't matter. This critical race theory, all this shit, it really doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't fucking matter until you get that Bill of Rights back and you have the authority to fucking, to hang those fuckers for committing treason against you. They can commit all the treason they want. And then bring in the fucking FBI and the Department of Defense to fucking intimidate you if you, well, because that's all you got in you is speaking out, ain't it? You ain't doing shit about it, are you? I'm going to go down there. I'm going to give them peace, people, peace my goddamn mind. I mean, they did rape my fucking daughter in the bathroom. Some dude went in with a skirt and sodomized my fucking daughter. I'm going to go give them a piece of my mind. Is that what you did, mister? Is that what you did? Is that what your fucking daughter means to you? Go ahead.
Hey, I didn't understand the people back in 1871 when they put that act in. And why didn't people just start shooting back then?
Well, my opinion, they should have, but everybody, you know, they'd had the war, and everybody was actually doing good. I mean, you could go out, man, you could get land. I mean, they had it on paper, but I mean, the thing is, they weren't going out to where the people were fucking building new lives and building new towns and building new farms and stuff, and they weren't fucking with them. If they'd have came right out to see this fucking thing, the things that are happening to a lot of you people today happened to a lot of us 30, 40 years ago. I mean, when they first did it, it happened to us. And we fought it in the fucking courts, and we got to the point where we were winning in the fucking courts, and that's when they started beating us down, and that's when we seen, well, goddamn, it don't matter. Right, you know, being right by the fucking paper doesn't mean shit to these people. This is communism. This is fascism. This is goddamn totalitarian dictatorship. So we had to change the fucking tactic of the fight, because the fight, you couldn't get a common law court. We proved that their jurisdiction was wrong. And I mean, at the end of the last trial I was at, it was for me. They were trying to give me a goddamn JAG lawyer. I swear it's true. That's when I went in as a political prisoner. I did time as a political prisoner because they could not convict me because I would not fucking join with them. And they fucking took filings. I mean, goddamn court filings. These are lawful documents. And hand them to the clerk inside the court in front of everyone. Just grab me the anger. I mean, a fit of anger and wad them up and throw them in the fucking garbage. And I come and pick them out of the fucking... Did it? I went and pick them out of the fucking garbage and I smoothed those son of a bitches out and put them up on the judge's desk. And when the judge came out, I said, why in the hell did she throw my goddamn... I said, that's a cork of this clerk. She refused to take my filings and threw them in the goddamn garbage. This court takes issue with your filings. I bet you fucking do, you criminal son of a bitch. Because they lay out the crimes you are fucking committing, the jurisdiction you do not have, the fact that you are operating a fucking unlawful, unauthorized fucking organization, a private fucking court with private fucking attorneys, a part of the British accredited system, British accredited registry, and you are a bunch of fucking privateers, and you have no goddamn jurisdictional authority over me as an individual free sovereign national. Do ya? Well, isn't that kind of an admission that this is a fucking admiralty fucking military court when their fucking answer is to fucking offer you a JAG officer, a JAG attorney to fucking represent you? And what's supposed to be a civilian court? Civilian, that's just it. I'm not a civilian, I'm a fucking American national. And that's why, you know, they had to give me some, they had to do something, but I mean, it was just I was convicted of fucking, obstructing an administrative judicial. An administrative judicial couldn't exist, and that's what I proved. And see, once I proved that administrative judicial didn't exist, that proved that trying to give me a JAG lawyer proved that it was a military fucking court, now didn't it? So I did my political fucking time and I said, I'm done with the paperwork. I understand that this shit ain't gonna stop because this shit ain't going on because these people are ignorant. It's because it is what they want to fucking do. And then over the 10 years that I've been broadcasting this program, we've all learned from each other, but I have learned a ton more than I knew. I understand it all now. I know exactly what these fuckers did and what they're fucking doing right now. We're at the thick edge of that thin wedge. And the goddamn Bill of Rights is hanging on by a thread. And people are not fucking acting, you're not acting aggressively enough. They are being completely aggressive against you and you're being too passive against them. I was talking to a friend of mine going down the road the other day, a trucker. And he just, While we were on the phone, he drives by, and he just said, I just see the police car sitting on the side of the road, riddled with bullet holes. Now, I don't know what's going on out there. Maybe the people are doing a lot more than what I fucking know. I guarantee you that when we fucking go to kicking their ass, they're not going to televise it. They're not going to give, they're going to tell you, oh, I mean, it's like Tokyo Rose, you know. They're going to fucking tell you, you can be in the fucking group that just kicked the shit out of the enemy, and they're going to tell you they've all been captured. I mean, they're going to lie. That's what they do for a fucking living. And I mean, to change the law a few years back so that they could use propaganda on the people. I mean, goddamn people. You just fucking, but you know, they just did it because they did it within the confines of the unlawful constitution. In complete violation of the 9th article of the superior law of this land. They just fucking did everything they're doing. They're just doing it. Just like these guidelines and these mandates. They have no fucking authority for that. They would have to take each one of you through the procedural due process. That's what guarantees you your liberty. That's what guarantees your freedom. That's what guarantees justice. But they've removed the fucking courts. That means they got no court to take me in, and because I'm not one of your administrative admiralty. I'm no 14th Amendment fucking subject citizen. And I can't take you into a fucking court because you fucking unlawfully, in violation of the highest law of this land, removed those fucking courts. So we're left with what the fucking founders left us with. The true fucking founders. The anti-federalists we got left is that fucking Bill of Rights. A fucking body of law that ensures our fucking liberty and our freedom. Assures that if these people commit treason like they're committing against us daily. And have been for fucking generations. Not years, generations. We have the right to go snag their fucking ass right out of that inferior fiduciary position. Call them into, bring them into court, under court fucking order, under a fucking signed affidavit with a warrant, and bring them into court as an individual in their individual capacity and fucking prosecute them for the civil crime of fucking goddamn treason and sedition that has directly affected my fucking life. And I can fucking prove it. I can prove it in short order. I can prove it by their own fucking signatures on fucking, on goddamn treasonous documents. You can't, I mean, I never thought I'd see the day, but I found it out when we were doing the court shit years and years and years and years ago. Can you imagine a judge standing, sitting up on the fucking bench telling you, we don't recognize the Constitution of the United States in this court? And that pretty much tells you that's not a fucking American court now, is it? That's a goddamn private court. That belongs to the Queen of fucking England, that court does, but I fucking don't, and you have no jurisdiction to pull me into that goddamn court. I'm an individual free sovereign national, I'm under the fucking Bill of fucking Rights. And my rights are abso-fucking-lute, and they are the highest law of this land, and the 9th article says you can never fucking change them. So fuck you. I guess we're at the fucking Article 2 then, aren't we? Because that's why that fucking Article 2 was put in there, go ahead.
Did you go inside of the Watergate whenever you said that, or you stayed outside?
I didn't go inside. No, I sat in the fucking spectators section. I hung a Title IV flag over the bar and fucking sat in the spectators section. And I refused to speak. And every time they tried to appoint another attorney to me before the trial. And I fired him on paper. I said, I gave him, you know, you're fucking goddamn. I told him why. You have no jurisdiction. This is a fucking fraudulent court. And he, every time they would ask him, he'd stand up and he goes, I can't say anything. That's what he'd say. That was the trial. I can't speak. He fired me. And the judge is sitting there fucking, it was goofy. But all it took was, you know, they had a handful of fucking idiots they brought in there. I didn't fucking object to any of them. I knew they were all fucking plants for their fucking goddamn jury. But you know, the jury sits there, and just think about being in a jury and hearing them say that the Constitution of the United States doesn't apply in this court. Shouldn't that be enough right there? Fuck you, if you were really an American national and weren't a part of it, if you weren't, see, they'd get their goddamn jury list from the Masonic fucking lodge lists. We checked it one day when we were down here in Chiloquin and found out none of my family was even on the fucking list of people that would be called for jury duty. Why? Because, you know, why bother? You dickweed son of a bitches. But, I mean, I'm sure you the next day it was in. Oh, man, there was a mistake or something. Oh, of course there was. But we're not going to be a part of your goddamn admiralty fucking bullshit anyway. You have no authority on this land. None of these fuckers who are doing this to us have any authority whatsoever to even talk to us, people. Let alone pretend they have jurisdictional authority. I'm going to set a guideline. You're going to obey it, or I'm going to punish you. Really? Boom! That's when I'm supposed to shoot you. I'm supposed to shoot you way before it gets to that goddamn point. When you removed the common law courts, the guns should have came out the next fucking day. And fucking put them back where they fucking belonged. But they didn't. Why? Because they were giving big goodies to people. I mean, look at the generations before us. I mean, they had the fucking invasions in their life, but I mean, they had the choice because they already had communism instituted into this country. They had the choice to plug it, different parts of it in at will. And that's why I'm telling you guys, like, fucking the shit that you're experiencing today, fucking us people who were fighting it way back 20, 30 years ago, we experienced it then. We saw it then. We saw it for what it fucking was. And you know, but everybody, no, hack, man. I'm going on vacation tomorrow. I mean, I got a good job. I mean, I'm this is the most wonderful country in the whole fucking world. Well, it ain't today now, is it? Now that you're finding out that they're teaching your children to be fucking queers and transvestites, and that's the curriculum, because in the state of Oregon, you don't have to know how to read. You don't have to write. You don't have to know how to do arithmetic. And you can still graduate high school, so long as you learn critical race theory and how to be a fag and how to be a fucking transgender motherfucker. That's the only curriculum they're interested in. And you're paying to have your children taught these freakish fucking these ideas that are going to destroy their fucking life. I mean, no natural person born, a man or a woman, is going to, I mean, you can go down these goddamn roads, but you always look at these things and they look like, I mean, they're repulsive. It's repulsive to me. I mean, I try to explain it to people. Homophobia? Well, maybe so. I know when I see two men kiss, it makes me want to fucking vomit. Goddamn. And biology is on my fucking side, by the way, too. Because biologically, you are either a man or you are a fucking woman. But if these motherfuckers are going to go, no, you can choose that shit. No, you can't.
What about two women kissing?
Huh? Well, it depends. Now, if one of them's a dyke, I hate their guts. But, I mean, I'm lesbians. Jesus. Are you kidding me, Charlie? God damn it, man. Two women, I see a dyke on something, I turn it off. I see fucking, when any of the queer shit starts, I turn it off. Any faggot shit, anything ab-fucking-normal from fucking nature, I turn it off. You don't see the fucking horses doing it. The only animal I've ever seen in the wild doing it is fucking dogs. A dog is the only animal I've ever seen fucking do queer shit. And some dogs will fucking let another dog mount them. A male dog will let another dog mount him and do it. Okay, instead of his tongue hanging out.
Hey, Henry.
But some dogs, I'll be right there, brother. And some dogs, when that dog mounts them, they'll turn around and rip its fucking throat out and kill it dead. I'm one of them dogs. Go ahead, brother.
You know, I mean, all this this fag gender crap, all this has been really socially engineered, man. I'm going to tell you, about last summer, I had, like, the TV on. It was just on, but it popped up on Nickelodeon. And it was during the summer, you know, they had a little Pride Month. And I have never seen, even when I was a kid, we have never seen LGBTQ, whatever the crap that fag stuff is, we had never seen it on Nickelodeon. I remember watching Nickelodeon. I remember seeing cartoons, you know, you getting slime, stuff like that. All this crap is socially engineering people. That's all that it's for, and you're 100% right. It's trying to make the unnatural natural. I've never seen that before in my life. Why are you doing this to kids? As a kid, man, I wasn't thinking about no freaking sex. I wasn't thinking about what? I wanted to play as a kid. Why are y'all pushing this towards kids? These people's brains need to be shot out of their head, and their skin need to be freaking ripped off of them. Seriously, man. This is social engineering all over.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they want the kid right fresh out of the woman's womb. 4 years old, they want to be teaching this freakish shit because they know it's unnatural. This is not fucking nature, and we are entitled to our natural rights to be natural, too. And nature, this is not, like I said, the only place in nature I've ever seen it was with dogs. If you want to drop down to the level of dog, well, like I said, some dogs will rip another dog's fucking throat out for doing it, for mounting him. But I mean, God damn it, people, this, to have this as an agenda. And, you know, it was always, we preached in, you know, the Patriots preached, what you do in the privacy of your own fucking home ain't nobody's goddamn business. What you do behind your walls ain't nobody's business. But when you bring it out into the fucking public and you try to fucking make my fucking children, to change my fucking children into the fucking creatures that I despise you behind your walls. But those are your fucking walls. You bring it out in the fucking street, and it's the fucking, you got force majeure. I'm not gonna allow you to fucking teach that kind of shit as being anything, any, but abnormal. Because that's what it is, it's ab fucking normal. That is not fucking nature. If it was nature, we wouldn't fucking be here.
You damn right. You could tell, they're trying to force us to accept it. That's the bottom line. They're literally trying to force us, like, you guys, you have to accept it. You can't talk about it. Kiss my ass. I will blow your brains out your head.
You goddamn right, man. And the bottom line is, it's just a handful, dude. It's just a handful that go for this. And then they're trying to get more and more and more and make it more and more acceptable. It's not. Every time I see it, I'm fucking repulsed. You know, I exercise. The only thing I got, if it comes on a TV on something, it goes off. You know, I won't watch no fucking new movies. None of them, because every one of them fucking, it ends up, it's full of queers and fucking transvestites and fucking goddamn, women commanders, you know, little fucking 98-pound women fucking breaking the arms of 250-pound muscle men and shit. I mean, it's just, it's completely bizarre. And it's like when they go, like, you see something like they talk, like these Viking shows, and they show the Vikings, these women out there with the warrior. Man, this is what your kids are watching. Now they're going to grow up with a bent perception of history. That is not what happened. That is not how it happened. The women were not the goddamn warriors. They were the rape victims. Go ahead.
Things like 2001. I mean, 9/11 is whenever it changed. I mean, I don't watch movies newer than 2009/11. I mean, that's when it.
Well, you can still, I mean, I watch for it and everything, but you know, when, Dion was talking about the indoctrination, like Nickelodeon and stuff like that, even Disney, when you go back and you watch those old movies, they were hinting. It was that thin edge, guys. Not enough for you to notice because you're not even thinking that, because that's how your fucking mind naturally works. But they were hinting it here, hinting it there. And then the hints went more, a little bit more pushing, a little more pushing. You'd fucking turn on Disney, and it's fucking queers. It's homosexuals on Disney.
Hey, Harry, did you say that lady in Romania, did they start off like this?
Yep.
Before they ushered in their communism?
Yes, sir. This is exactly what she said was going to happen. And this been fucking right when I started out 10 years ago. So this has been 10 years since I talked to that old lady, and she called it right down to the goddamn fucking grain of sand. She said this is exactly what they did in Romania, and said in the beginning all the women thought it was just wonder. They felt so empowered. Said in the end they were fucking sick and disgusted, and they were slaves. And there's nothing they could do about it but watch their children be fucking dehumanized. But that's what, yeah. That's,
and
that's,
now our sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, but now our women are the ones pushing all of the young boys into this feminine bullshit.
Well, she said that's what they did, too, and she was one of them. I mean, she wasn't calling herself not guilty, but she said they just had us, like, in a goddamn trance. And by the time we realized what the fuck was going on, they had already fucking done all this shit. But, yeah, you goddamn right. It is the fucking women that's, well, not... all the women, I mean, it's a handful, that 12 to 20% of these hardcore communist bitches. It's like Black Lives Matter. 6 out of 10 of them of Black Lives Matter are fucking white women. I mean, come on.
The problem is, it's the women are all the teachers. All the women are the teachers, and that's what's fucking doing this to the young generation.
Exactly. The thing is, the reason they put women in such control, you know, men have been fighting in the jungle, and they know what other men are trying to take. Always it's been this way, and this is just the nature of the fucking beast. Somebody's always trying to take what you fucking have. I mean, I don't matter if you invent it, whatever you do, some sleazy, that's the Jews, that's the Zionist fucking effect. They are trying to steal what you fucking have. They want to take what you fucking have And the thing is, women don't fucking realize it. Like this lady, she didn't realize it. And she, and as a woman in Romania, she was, you know, a woman. And when they start giving her all this power, to exercise, she said how good it felt, how powerful they felt. But in the end, when they seen what they had fucking done, they were disgusted and there was nothing they could do about it because they fucking let it happen. They're the ones that perpetuated it. Anyways, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Shiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
I went out with just a little fun.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1244 Pacific Time. And that was Creedence Clearwater Revival, Born on the Bayou. And don't let the man get you. But boy, we were letting the man get you. Oh, boy. Anyway, I'm going to read the last fucking paragraph of this. During a rally in Winston-Salem, North Carolina on September 8, 2020, Trump said, quote, "The fact is, we don't have to be in the Middle East, comma, other than we want to protect Israel." Why? Israel is a fucking aggressive fucking empire-building Zionist fucking murdering pedophiling piece of fucking shit. They fucking regularly cross fucking borders and attack Syria. They attack other fucking countries when Obama wanted to attack Gaddafi over there in Libya. Oh, we got NATO approval. Fuck NATO to start with. But, I mean, we're talking undeclared goddamn wars. I mean, we're talking about even the lie of your fucking Constitution screaming at us. It is not binding on we the people. We never fucking said okay to it. Never. We never ratified it. That Bill of Rights we did ratify. That is our law. That's our autonomy. But what the fuck do we owe Israel? Why do we owe Israel anything? Why? It's fucking these goddamn Zionist Jew fucking Zionist. Judeo-Christian Jew Zionist is what I was trying to say.
They print the money.
That's it, man. And that's what old Rothschild said, man. He didn't care who made the goddamn laws or who counted votes or anything. All he cared about was if he controlled the currency, he controlled the fucking country. And that's what they've done here. That's how they control this fucking country. That's how they're eating out our fucking substance right now, is with goddamn money. Well, wealth that doesn't exist. I mean, when they show this stock market, they tell you that, you know, there's no workers. Oh, goddamn, the rest of us are going downhill. We're in hell. $4 a gallon for fucking gas and shit. We're in fucking hell. But the stock market keeps going up. That means that the filthy fucking rich, international fucking filthy rich, and every fucking, you know, like these companies that aren't, this wasn't supposed to exist as a goddamn corporate operation. This is supposed to be a free enterprise system for the people as individuals to use. And we were supposed to have a fucking debt-free currency to access our own raw resources and fucking build our fortunes. And we didn't have, I mean, whatever, however much you want. I don't get greed. I really don't, people. I mean, when you've got enough until you own everything that could possibly make you a material thing that you could want, and you just want to pile it up. You want to pile it up for what purpose? So you can own people. And people who want to own other people, you're sick in the fucking head. I'm sorry. There's something wrong with you. Yes.
Well, that's what they say, you know. You know, the rabbis say, you know, the goy is only here to serve us Jews. Oy, I'm telling you.
Yep, exactly, man. But the very thought, it's not, and you know, it's all the international corporate mafia, the fucking Chinese. What is that, you know, that Premier Z or what the fuck his name is? He fucking, the control, why do you want to control other fucking people? What's wrong with you? Are you so dissatisfied? Are you so inadequate within yourself, within your own fucking mind? It ain't even that. It's just a sickness because they start out getting very fucking wealthy. They get so wealthy that they could buy any material object on this fucking planet that would give them a, you know, it's just like you or me getting a new fishing pole or something. Oh, that's, you know, it gives you, oh, that's a pretty good feeling, you know, and nice. And, you know, and it grows off. And the newness grows off, and you get on with your life, but the fucking fishing pole ain't the end of your fucking life. There'll be something else down the line that you'll get that you want, that you work fucking for, and you can enjoy it. You know, it's those small things like that, you know, in a normal person. A home, a fucking, you know, a security in your goddamn, that your family's okay, and security in your warmth in the winter, and what might have you. I mean, it's not huge things, but they're telling us right now that we should expect less. We got to learn to expect less. I will not expect less. I want what you have stolen back, you son of a bitch. I want fucking more. I want enough until I can fucking have a fucking boat if I want one. Not a huge boat, not a yacht, a goddamn fishing boat so I can go catch fish to eat. Because I like eating fish. But these people, they get every material thing they want. I mean, fucking buying women, you know, buying slaves. They buy, over there in fucking China, they do have a slave population of Muslims that pick the fucking cotton, that make the Nike fucking shoes, that come over here in these American corporations, fucking, like Nike, fucking, you know, they fucking make billions of dollars off of slave fucking, it's blatantly slavery. And these cocksuckers have the unmitigated gall to talk about us and our guns, like we're uncivilized. You're uncivilized. You Chinese do not scare me because you fucking, goddamn, you've shown you like, one little fat fuck with a handful of goddamn, well not a handful, but he's got a goddamn army, but your goddamn army of people outnumber them thousands and thousands and thousands, fucking probably millions to one. They got a couple of billion people over there. Why do you put up with it? Wouldn't you rather live under your own will? I mean, the fact that the resources are there, the fact that you're alive, that you can eat, that you have a little bit from what they throw you as scraps, nothing compared to what they're stealing. But here in this communist utopia called China, you have billionaires, multi-billionaires, coming over here as Chinese fucking agents, buying up America! You can't sell it, you cocksucking, thieving, fucking occupational international corporate mafia dogs. You can't sell it because it belongs to me. I mean, I've seen this one commercial, man. It's about home title lock. And these people are talking about somebody just sold their fucking home. They owned the home and somebody sold. Well, fuck you. What they're trying to tell you now is if somebody steals something of yours, and once they get it in their fucking hands, it's theirs. That ain't how it goddamn works, people. That's not how it works in our autonomy, and that's not how it works in our law. Like somebody steals my gun and fucking 10 years later it's found. That gun comes back to me. That's my goddamn property. I took a gun, got stolen one time. I went and I hunted the fucker down and had it. That's what I did. But somebody else, some junkies had stolen it. And by the end of the day, because I put my pistol on and I went out, and it took me about a fucking hour to find out who had gotten my gun and where it went. And so I got the guy on the phone, another guy did anyway. And he met us in town at the end of the fucking South 6th Street down there. It was in a dark place. And I went over there and he hands my gun. I take the fucking gun away from him. I didn't say a word. And he goes, well, what about my, because we were talking a mini 14. It probably worth, you know, fucking $600-$700. What about my $250? I go, that ain't my fucking problem. Go to the motherfucker that fucking sold it to you. This is my fucking gun, dude. You want to argue it? No. So I took the fucking gun and went home. At any rate, man, that's what it's come down to. They fucking, once they steal something from you, it's just like, well, you have no recourse because you have no common law court, so you can't get redress of grievance. That's a violation of the first article. That's one of the first things you have is redress of grievance. If somebody steals something from you, you can sure as hell take it back and charge them with the theft of your fucking property, can't you? No, you can't. If the DA says, yeah, he stole your fucking gun, no doubt about it. Hell, right, at this point in the ballgame, we're just going to go ahead and confiscate it for the police. I mean, this is the shit they can do and get away with it because there is no fucking law, people. There's no law internationally. They're all talking about this shit, you know, getting these religious exemptions and medical exemptions for this fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, and the vaccine does not fucking exist. It's a biological kill agent. But they're talking about getting exemption. I don't need no fucking exemption. You have to take me through the process of the court to get jurisdiction over to me to try and tell me I have to fucking take it, which you would never get. No fucking juror would fucking allow it. If they did, they'd be breaking the law and they'd know it. I'd explain it to them. I mean, there's no victim. This is just a what if. If they could run this world on what ifs, I mean, and that's what they're fucking doing. Oh, this climate change shit. I see that goddamn Kerry standing behind that fucking, that old dead-headed fucking son of a bitch Biden at this world and sitting up there. Fuck you. No, you told us that the goddamn whole goddamn Earth's going to be underwater in 10 years. Remember that? It didn't happen, did it? But they're still trying to sell us on this shit, and the only people that are, and there is man-made climate change on this planet, make no mistake about it. It's those fucking chemtrails. It's fucking HAARP. It's the fact that they're sending these goddamn, even now they're getting joyride missiles for the fucking elite. Every time one of those fuckers burns through the fucking ozone, it lets more fucking ultraviolet rays through the atmosphere that fucking gives our people cancer. That's why our people are dying of cancer like fucking goddamn crazy. We're not stupid. I mean, it's the same. These are the same people like Bezos. He just took Captain Kirk up, remember? Well, when Bezos and Captain Kirk went through the goddamn ozone layer, they burned a fucking hole in it. That's what a rocket does. And you think of the atomic blast that they had in the past, back in the fucking 50s and 60s and 70s, when they were blasting these hydrogen fucking bombs. What kind of holes were they putting in the ozone then? And that's what, I mean, yeah, you goddamn right. The sun, even like when it's 70 degrees, it just fucking burns your skin. You can feel it. That with the goddamn barium and fucking aluminum they're fucking spraying and fucking... They are fucking trying to kill off the fucking population of this planet down to under 500 million so they can be gods on this earth. They chiseled it in fucking stone in Georgia. They fucking told ya. Why in the hell wouldn't some reporter, some fucking where, if there was fucking true fucking news in this country, which there isn't, there's just propaganda, why wouldn't one of them go there and say, what the fuck does this mean? Who put it up? And what do you mean 500 million? Do you realize what a part of the population you'd have to kill off? This fucking planet is huge, and we all know it. That's one of the things they try to get in your fucking head. That's one of the ways that the communists work on your mind, is to try to get you to think this is a small place, that the Earth is a small place. It isn't. The Earth is unbelievably huge. You think out about when man first started out on this fucking planet, walking. You're walking, and maybe some were riding camels, and then finding people got horses. But I mean, goddamn it, you're talking about, you fucking take you forever to go around the goddamn world. When Magellan, go ahead.
I read Ted Turner had it built and owned it.
Yep. But at any rate, you know that, you know, something will happen in France, okay? I could, like, there was a Ali Akbar attack, you know, the fucking Muslim attack in France. What the fuck do I, France ain't down the street from me. France is across the fucking ocean from me. That's France's fucking problem. Why in the hell is this on my, why is this dominating the news in my country, where my country is being, the fucking law of our land, the law of our people is being subverted, and fucking these fucking, Zionist fucking pieces of shit from Israel, these dual citizen motherfuckers, are eating out the wealth of my fucking country. Our people are living under goddamn overpasses. I mean by the millions, people. They keep on telling you, oh, there's 340 million people in this country. My fucking asshole. I bet you there's a couple hundred million more, and more are coming. And once they get up to the point where they about got you on number, they're going to just keep revealing more. They're going to get more in your fucking face than they already are. They're going to continue to get in your face, and then they'll start giving you, then they'll start fucking trying to push you around. Or they'll be hacking your goddamn kids up. You don't know right now, they could be dropping some goddamn maniacs from fucking Afghanistan, from fucking Brazil, from fucking goddamn, anywhere in the fucking 160 countries around the world. Especially places like Honduras and fucking Guatemala. The most deadly fucking places on the planet. They could be dropping people off right in your fucking neighborhood. Your kid's coming walking home from school this evening and fucking gets whacked to death hacked up with a fucking machete. It fucking, this ain't no goddamn, could be, this is happening to us. And you're gonna wait until they get right to your goddamn door, or when they hack your kid up, are you gonna go on TV and just raise all kinds of hell? When your daughter gets raped in the fucking bathroom by a dude with a fucking skirt on, are you gonna go, I'm going down to that goddamn school board meeting, I'm giving peace of my mind. I think you better give him a whole fucking lot more than that motherfucker. because a piece of your mind doesn't deter them whatsoever. They laugh at your fucking ass as their fucking goddamn private fucking Blackwater USA security fucking slams your ass to the fucking ground while you, the rest of the fucking cowards are watching it happen. A whole room full of people. They could have took all those fucking cops and just, I mean, just like a, on a concert, just rode them over their hands and threw them out the fucking door. Cowardice. Cowardice. You, now you can't say you don't know it's wrong. I mean, and something that's that fucking wrong. I mean, it's not as big as some of the shit they're doing. I mean, the child trafficking, the pedophilia, pedophilia rings, pedophile island. Epstein just disappeared now, didn't he? The whole thought of it, this whole goddamn thing, the, you know, that, all, like Trump and goddamn, Bill Clinton, all these people were going to pedophile island and fucking pedophiling little children. And nothing. Nothing, people. That means that if anything is going to, if they're going to receive justice, you're going to have to fucking deliver it. And you're not going to deliver it through paper, through any fucking court, because they fucking have removed your common law fucking court and fucking told you that you are the ruled and they are the rulers. This is a fucking, I mean, this is goddamn war. This is declaration of war on the independence and freedom of we the fucking people. Our natural fucking rights. It can't be argued any other fucking way. Anyways, we're going to call this good. I got some chores I got to do. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, just think about it. You got better be an individual. You better be starting to think of individual things that you can, you're going to do. I mean, God damn it, man. You try following somebody and you're going to follow them, right? I mean, the only people that will jump up to fucking have you follow them are the people that are getting you. If you don't know somebody for all your fucking life or it ain't your family, don't trust them. You can make an effect. Like I said, a million people did something, one thing tonight, fucking that would be a big effect. One person does something, it's a little effect, but it's something. But if a million people did it, or 10 million people, goddamn 50 million people did one thing in one night, they couldn't ignore it. They couldn't hide it. Anyway, that is the word from the trenches.